Present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, I'm going to ask each of the contestants to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, can you talk to us on the subject demonstrating? For 60 seconds, starting now.
The best place to demonstrate was the Mall, after which Constitution Hill, Hyde Park Corner,
Derek Nimmo has charged very rapidly.
Piccadilly.
There was a definite hesitation. I'm afraid you hesitated in the Mall, or was it Constitution Hill? I'm not sure. But I agree there
with
was
intent.
A definite hesitation, so Derek gains a point and he takes over the subject, and there are 56 seconds for demonstrating, Derek, starting now.
What I particularly like going to see are elderly bearded men demonstrating cookery. I think this is terribly fascinating and something which one should always buy tickets for if they are available. They seldom are, because when one thinks of people like we all know in this room at the moment, it is terribly difficult.
Kenneth and his wife, you chat, we're in an auditorium, not a room.
That's perfectly correct.
That's who's right.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, so you get a point, and there are 23 seconds for demonstrating, starting now.
One of the nicest experiences I've had is going to these stores where they show you how to do the grated carrots on a special little implement, and they say, you've only got to shove it in here, and it comes out the other end, all done for you. You see, so that you won't have any bleeding fingers.
For those of you who may not know, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Kenneth Williams. Sheila Hancock, will you take the next subject? And the subject is Medusa. That's made the audience go quiet. I hope it hasn't inhibited you. But will you talk to us about Medusa for 60 seconds, starting now?
Medusa was one of three sisters in Greek legend. They all looked rather unpleasant, particularly she. They had snakes for hair and snakes round their waist.
Oh, Clement Freud got in very rapidly. Yes, Clement?
Repetition.
Of snakes. Yes, we have to be sure, otherwise the...
There were lots of them, though.
Yes. But, Clement, you take the subject. 51 seconds, Medusa, starting now.
To stand on a stage and say, have some Medusa, my dear, would really confuse people impossibly, because it should have been, have some Madeira, my ditto. But mythologically, she was a woman of evil intent. One who...
Sheila Hancock, why did you
tell? That's not true. She wasn't of evil intent, actually.
It depends on the tent.
What makes you say she wasn't? I know she was evil, but what makes you say she wasn't of evil intent?
Well, I'll tell you if you let me have the challenge.
No, I don't make bargains.
No, because
but,
she didn't in fact intend evil. The fact that people turned to stone by looking at her was nothing to do with her.
That's right. You gain the point and the subject, and there are 32 seconds, Sheila. Medusa, starting now.
She was killed by a person called Perseus, who managed it by carrying a mirror so that he didn't have to look at her directly and turn into stone. He also had a magic sword and wings on his heels. When the blood fell from the head, it caused snakes to rise from the
ground. Derek, remember, why do you challenge?
Head and snake. Repetition.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. She said snakes were four.
Well, I wanted to hear what happened when the blood came out.
So, Derek, you get the subject, having gained a point for a correct challenge. 16 seconds left, Medusa starting now.
To sail towards the land where Medusa lives, you have to start off from Athena in a long boat across...
Clement Freud has challenged, why?
Deviation, you can start in Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge. You can't sail from Tunbridge Wells, can you? But it's a correct challenge. It's a correct challenge. Clement, you gain a point, and 8 seconds left for Medusa starting now.
There is a travel agency which will sell you a ticket to go to the country in which Medusa lived. And this agency in Regent Street.
On this occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained an extra point and now has taken the lead at the end of that round. He's a lead of one over Derek, who has a lead of one over Kenneth, who has a lead of one over Sheila.
I don't care. I'm a good loser. I'm a very good loser.
You're a beautiful loser as well. But you're also a very good winner. You've challenged yourself at this particular moment, Sheila.
Well,
I can't give any points for it, I'm afraid. Derek Nimmo, it's your turn to begin. Sucking lemons.
Yeah.
That's what has been thought up for you by Ian Messiter, so can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds? Starting now.
Whenever I want to go to the land where you can suck lemons, I always start from Tunbridge Wells. Now I get a train to London, which enables me to get a bus to the airport, and I fly to Spain.
Sheila Hancock, why do you chat?
Deviation. There really is not only one particular land where you can suck lemons. You can suck them in Tunbridge Wells.
You can suck lemons anywhere, but I felt, the way I saw it, he was flying to a land where they grow lemons, and that's where he was going to suck them, and that's what I felt, and therefore I don't think it was deviation, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
47 seconds, Derek, for sucking lemons starting now.
Landing in Madrid, I then go to Barcelona, because outside that particular town, there are these wonderful lands where you can...
Clement Freud has challenged you. Yeah, there was a hesitation. I must explain to you. Derek hesitated because Sheila, he nearly hit Sheila right across the head by giving a magnificent gesture about these lemon groves. And so naturally, Clement got him a challenge. He was being gallant, and I don't know what to do. But if I got to be fair to the rules of the game, it was a hesitation, so Clement gets the point. And there are 38 seconds for sucking lemons starting now.
It is fairly difficult to suck a whole lemon, for which reason it is preferable to cut it in half, even into quarters, and put these into your mouth, preferably the pith in and the peel out. Hesitation. That's all I wanted to say. I had no more. My contribution.
Because Clement actually stopped, they all three looked in stunned and nobody challenged. This was the longest pause of the game for about 2 years. Derek, you got in first, therefore you get a point and the subject. 21 seconds, sucking lemons, starting now.
Whenever I think Kenneth Williams, I say, go suck a lemon, because that's a term of abuse.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
The whole thing is a tissue of a lie.
I must say, I've seen him meet you on many occasions. He does not always say, go suck a lemon. No, he's never said, go suck a lemon. He doesn't say always, and that's what he said. So therefore, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You get the subject. 18 seconds, sucking lemons, starting now.
When I had the unfortunate experience of shrinking gums, they told me to suck these things, because they said the acid properties would help the gum.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition of gum.
Yes. Gum recession, I use, but it's hyphenated, isn't it?
No. It might be, but it was fair. So Clement gets a point and the subject. 5 seconds, sucking lemons, starting now.
In the village of Little Easton in Essex, lemon sucking is one...
Clement, can you please write your challenge?
In the village of Little Easton in Essex, there are no lemons. All lies.
Well, they could have imported them, you know, to Little Easton, couldn't they? So that's your basis for the challenge. It's possible to have lemons in any place throughout this country. So technically speaking, it's not a correct challenge. Clement gets another point. 2 seconds, sucking lemons, starting now.
Along the coast of Northumberland.
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, so he has increased his lead at the end of that round. And Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject is delusions. The audience seem to appreciate that idea for you, so will you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the commonest diseases is termed in the French phrase, folie de grandeur. which means, really speaking, that people imagine themselves to be far posher than they really are.
Sheila Hancock, why is it shut?
Deviation. It's not necessary to feel posher. You can have delusions that you're worse.
Yeah, but the folie de grandeur is surely feeling that you're posher.
Oh,
posher,
yes.
You see,
well, you've done it so slowly, you've forgotten what the beginning of the sentence was.
He was going a bit slowly, but he wasn't. He was still managing to keep going, all right. So, Kenneth, you have another point and 40 seconds for delusion starting now.
Of course, there are other ones that people suffer from which should not be discussed on a show like this, because, after all, one should never, never.
He was being so precise with Clement Freud pressed his buzzer first. Yes, Clement.
Riveted.
Of?
Never.
Of course, yes. There we are, Clement. You take the subject and a point. 28 seconds, delusion starting now.
I had an aunt who hid herself during the entire Second World War in a linen closet because she felt she was a clothes horse. This is the sort of delusion which the cartridge...
Jones. Yes, obviously it was completely devious, otherwise he would not. Who challenged? Anyway, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge on hesitation, so you get the subject, and there are 15 and a half seconds delusion starting now.
George III once addressed the trees in Windsor Great Park and thought they were statesmen. And when someone said, "Sire, these are oaks, they are not diplomat," he said, "Nine."
Oh, Kenneth.
What did he say?
9-9. Wait, reverse it to the German. Which was his native tongue?
And that would have been
9-9.
You'd have been out for repetition.
I did say 9-9. Yeah. In the whistle.
In the whistle.
It hung out, you see.
I know. You did it. Yes, you kept a lot of, you could give us a lot of thoughts on delusions, and you have crept up considerably at the end of that round. You're now only 2 points behind our leader, Clement Freud. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is bugging.
Oh.
Will you talk to us about bugging for 60 seconds, starting now?
Bugging, among other things, is the term used for tapping or listening in on people's telephones or other conversations which they might have. And police in most countries of the civilized world have got authority to do this thing if properly instructed by a court of law. In England, it is...
Yes, all right. Be so sharp with it. I agree.
And he hesitated while he buzzed.
Anyway, you can't get out of it, Clement. Kenneth has a point. 37 seconds bugging Kenneth starting now.
This is a disgraceful practice for which I have got no time whatsoever. There should be privacy in this world, and if we cannot talk intimately to each other without horrible fears of being reported in some terrible secret.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Riveted was terrible.
Yes, you did have terrible before. So, Clement, I agree with your challenge, and there are 15 seconds for you to carry on with bugging starting now.
As a lad, I often went through the fields of Suffolk chasing maybugs, which practice was called bugging, or between Walberswick and Blythburgh, the term was called bugging. No. Thank you.
That last chuckle that you heard then, and why Derek is laughing now, is because actually Clement Freud came to a full stop. Exactly, nothing else to say, exactly as the whistle went, so he thanked the ambassador for blowing it. And at the end of that round, he has increased his lead, and he's still in the lead. So there we are, let's press on with the show. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. Getting to sleep. Sheila, will you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
This is something that a lot of people have a great deal of trouble with.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
It's not getting to sleep.
Oh, you're being too clever. This is...
You have a lot of trouble with getting to sleep.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's not getting to sleep.
Sheila Hancock has a point, and she has 56 seconds to continue with getting to sleep, starting now.
There are many different methods to help you with this. One is counting sheep, leaping over a gate. What I do is have a nice warm drink, get into a cozy bed. Before I do that, however, I usually practice a little yoga, which involves deep breathing and stretching and bending.
Kenneth Williams, why do you chant?
Deviation. This is all physical activity. It's nothing to do with getting to sleep.
But a lot of people find they sleep much better after a lot of physical activity, and obviously Sheila's one of them. And you can see the sort of physical activity that they indulge in as well. I meant running about or doing yoga exercises. A good hearty run didn't do anybody any harm before going to bed. It goes straight out like a light. Sheila has another point, and there are 36 seconds for getting to sleep, Sheila, starting now.
I have to confess that I am not averse to the method that the audience intended by that dirty laugh. Recommend the taking of sleeping pills unless you're absolutely desperate.
Kenneth Williams, why do you charge?
She's no right to sit here talking about recommending pills or not recommending. She's not a doctor.
But I'm just mad.
She's an ancient apothecary.
Neither ancient nor an apothecary, and she's perfectly entitled to give such a sensible, sane thought to anybody that she does not recommend sleeping pills.
Well, it's not be gone on her side. She must drop you a quid after the show.
He helps me get to sleep.
We do a little yoga together.
I don't know what to say.
Don't
shut your face for a change.
To use one of your expressions, shut your cake up. So there we are. I don't know when we've got to the show. I endorsed Sheila's thought about not recommending sleeping pills, which Kenneth challenged on. So Sheila gets a point, and she keeps the subject. 24 seconds left. Getting to sleep starting now.
The reason I say that is because it's very easy to get hooked on this particular form of getting to sleep. There are, however, two different forms of tablets. Barbiturate.
Derek Nimmo challenged one. What?
Repetition.
Yes, yes, it's a little unfair, but all right, you'll have to. There we are. Derek, you get a point. 14 seconds for getting to sleep, starting now.
Climbing into my bed, I lay my head on the pillow and begin to think of people above me, like them.
Actually, Derek, I'd have thought if you lay in bed and thought of Clement Freud, that might keep you awake. But anyway, you have gained more points at the end of that round. You have leapt into second place alongside Kenneth Williams, but you're both training behind our leader, Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is golf. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on golf, starting now?
Golf is the wrong...
Clement Freud challenged you. There was a hesitation. I think I gave you time to get going. Even to write it down is a short word. So I've got to be fair and accurate. And I can see on the clock there are 3.5 seconds have gone. So, Clement, you gain a point. 56.5 seconds golf starting now.
Golf is a game which is played on links or courses, most of which have 19 holes, and some of which have only 9.
Derek Nimmo, why do you chant?
Yes, they don't have 19 holes.
Yeah, but this is a very difficult situation because the clubhouse is always referred to as the 19th.
The links then have 19 holes.
Yes, that's right. He did say the courses which have 19 holes. So they don't have 19 holes on the course. Yes, so Derek, I agree with your challenge. 51 seconds golf starting now.
Golf is the rather vulgar and plebeian pronunciation of an ancient Scottish game called golf.
Clement Freud. Yes, it was a bit tough, wasn't it? But I have to be accurate, so he did actually hesitate. 45 seconds for you, Clement, on golf, starting now.
John Betjeman pronounces this game golf, feeling that the L is entirely superfluous, and I agree with our Yes.
Kenneth Williams, why do you I think that was a hesitation, yes. Kenneth, you gain a point, and you have 31 seconds for golf starting now.
Well, I get hold of the club, and I swing it right the way back as far as I can manage, and then whoop! And off the ball goes, sometimes I might add, into the canal, or, as has been known, the bunker. And I always say as an excuse, well, you see, I'm a country member, and therefore I don't really understand the game in the full sense of the word. Because I've always understood...
So many sort of little phrases to keep you going, Kay. So well done. You kept going. You got an extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and you have now moved up into a definite second place behind Clement Freud, who is leading at the end of that round. Derek Mimmo's in third place and Sheila's in fourth place. And Kent Williams, your turn to begin. Oh, Ian thought of this for you, Garibaldi. Can you talk to us about Garibaldi, Kenneth, for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is the name of one of the great Italian patriots who did succeed in establishing the House of Savoy securely and gave his name...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, he didn't establish them securely because they're no longer there. Deviation.
I think you could say they were there for such a long time that they were securely established.
Of course,
you're
a great idiot.
About 1840 or something, or 50 that he established them, and they weren't...
they were there right up to Mussolini,
yes,
weren't
about
they?
100 years.
Graciously, yes. What a ridiculous...
I think that's a fairly secure tenure. I really do.
Thank you very much, Nick. You're a very reasonable person.
A little while ago, I was taking money from Sheila Hancock.
Oh, dear.
There we are. Kenneth, you have a point, and you have 54 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
There are these little biscuits with these currants in between.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Two visas.
Yes, but I'm not going to allow it. Kenneth Simmons has another point, and there are 45 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
And they take their name from him. For a while in London, he resided in a street off the Tottenham Court Road, and there's a plaque on the wall.
The camera point, where's the challenge?
Repetition.
What?
About giggles.
Actually, if it's a repetition of the giggle, it's incorrect, because he did one giggle that went on. No, he didn't repeat his giggle. Kerry has another point, and there are 32 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
And they say that he used to trudge up and down there, looking most bewildered and perplexed, because he couldn't understand.
Yes, London. We did have a repetition of London. I think you challenged the right moment. I think he's almost drying up.
He's actually running out of historic facts, isn't he?
Right. Yes, he was historically running down. So there we are. Derek, you have a point, and there are 20 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
When Garibaldi landed with his bunch of brigands in Italy, who could have forced him?
Kenneth Williams, why did you challenge?
These were warriors fighting for the freedom of their country, and I don't think anyone in their right mind could refer to them as brigands.
He and his warriors were known as patriots. 16 seconds for Garibaldi, Kenneth, starting now.
When they first came to him in the grey green hollows of Bowery, Corsica, they said George III is your uncle. And he said...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
George II.
I got to give it to you. See, again, this is a difficult problem, the chairman. One could say that they made a mistake and said it was George III, but I'm not going to. So, Derek Nimmo, I agree with the challenge. 8 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
They were a most noble crowd of fellows when they landed with him in Italia.
That's why they all people flocked towards him and said, Garibaldi. Yes. Sheila challenged you. Hesitation. You were all at
hesitation.
Yes.
Hesitation. I'm getting full
I know.
Blame
is rubbish. You are waffling. You are
waffling.
Sheila has a point, and she has 2 seconds for Garibaldi starting now.
Have a little courage.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for, and the final score is Sheila Hancock is in fourth place, a few points behind Derek Nimmo, who is 2 points behind Clement Freud, who is 1 point behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. A popular win, obviously. Well, I'm sorry we have no more time, because we enjoy playing Just a Minute, which I'm sure is obvious to you. From us all here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.